You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. I'm Jasmine Shamsuddin, and the Marathon de Sable, otherwise known as the Marathon of the Sands, is a six-day marathon comprising 254 kilometers across the southern Moroccan desert. Now, it's an annual event and is considered the most challenging foot race on Earth. And the first ever Marathon de Sable was held in 1986. This year, it will be held from the 1st to the 12th of April. So it gives Ralph Dixon here, trustee of the Malaysian AIDS Foundation, a lot of time to train. Welcome to the show, Ralph.
Good afternoon.
Yes, and in the studio with us as well is running veteran Cikgu Adnan bin Uthman, who was last year's DESAB participant. Welcome, Cikgu Adnan.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I wonder who in their right mind would take up such a challenge. I guess you, Ralph, I suppose.
I've been looking for something to reach as far as I can, something very challenging to raise funds for a particular cause. So this seemed to be it. And after I'd spoken to a few people, they thought that this was going to be probably the most challenging type of foot race we could go for in terms of attracting sponsorship for a particular charity.
All right. So you're doing this solely for the charity. Are you a trained runner?
I do triathlon and swimathons, but okay. I'm not an ultra marathon runner. No.
Okay. Now, Ralph, you are running the marathon as, of course, part of a fundraising effort by the Malaysian AIDS Foundation to provide HIV and AIDS awareness, education, and healthcare to the indigenous community in Baram Delta, Sarawak. What drives you to do this?
I joined Malaysian AIDS Foundation, last year as a trustee. I was kindly invited to join. And ever since then, I've been thinking of more interesting ways to raise funds for particular causes, and identifying a non-controversial cause. In this case, it was the Baram Delta in Sarawak, the indigenous people who live there, which is about 50,000 people. We'll tackle about 50 longhouses in that area. I suppose when you look at my background, I've moved forwards in CSR work, and ever since I've been working with YTL, I have received a lot of inspiration from my boss, Tansri Francis Yeo. He's a compassionate and passionate man in terms of being generous with certain charities and issues, and also his daughter Ruth Yeo. So that has helped to drive me in terms of pushing myself to help others, and I suppose my age as well. I've reached an age where I thought, life's too short. I've got to reach out and touch somebody else in a meaningful way.
Right, but 254 kilometers across the desert?
Yes.
It sounds pretty extreme. Now, if we think that Ralph at 45 has taken on a great feat, Cikgu Adnan here, who at 67 years old ran the de Sable last year, can you share your experience with us, Cikgu Adnan?
Thank you. First of all, personally, I ran the race just like Ralph is doing, to raise money for a charity. And last year, just like Ralph is doing, I tried to raise funds for the Malaysian AIDS Foundation. And I believe I managed to raise something like 50,000 or so. But I believe Ralph should be doing a lot better this year, because I think he's going to have a lot more publicity than,
Why do you think that?
Oh, well.
Look at him.
we had more time. I think Adnan did a great job last year, but unfortunately we only had a few weeks to actually prepare for his sponsorship.
And,
right.
And this race is actually very special, because all runners, for the duration of the race, for 6 days, carry their own beddings, food, water, throughout the entire duration. This is something which is not done
anywhere. Right.
And the other thing is the extreme conditions of the trail. This is the Sahara Desert. Mm-hmm. You see, as you know, desert have got this
heat waves and sand.
The heat, the sand especially. You see, when you tackle the sand dunes, it's endless, over kilometers after kilometers. And if for those who have not experienced sand trekking, mm-hmm. your feet actually sinks in.
Right.
As you, you know.
So you're not, well, obviously you're not running for 6 days straight. Can you sort of guide us through those 6 days as you experienced them last year?
The first day, you would be doing about 35 kilometers. And then the second day, also about the same distance. And then there is a stage called the non-stop, or rather a two-day event that has no, what I mean is, it's a continuous for 2 days.
Okay.
You can sleep anywhere you like if you find yourself too tired, or you can continue for the whole duration of 48 hours. And the distance that I did last year was 92 kilometers.
What, in those 2 days?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So that was quite extreme because last year there was unusual weather in Morocco, Sahara. Instead of the usual heat, the first day we had such heavy rain that we couldn't get to the starting point because of floods in the desert.
Wow.
So this is something unusual.
It sure
and
is.
And actually, last year, the organizers shortened the race to 5 days.
Okay. So were you able to complete
race? I completed the race, but at the last stage, where I had another 10 kilometers to go, I couldn't make the time.
Oh, okay.
So they pulled me out at the last hour.
What a shame.
Yeah, but it was a tremendous experience, actually.
Right. What I mean, so you carried your bedding and all this gear on you.
So
Were you like hunchbacking it through the desert? Or I can't just imagine it in my head.
Yes, but all of us had to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so last year, I think there was the youngest person was 11 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Did he finish the race?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. It was a French boy. And also, the oldest person last year was 72.
Okay.
there were something like 850 runners taking part, and something like 35 to 40 people did not
complete the
race.
Okay. Now, were you the first Malaysian to take part in this race?
No. In fact, in 2007... two Malaysians took part, Dr. Tan and the other guy is Mr. Nghe. One is a doctor and the other one is a lawyer, but they were much younger than me.
Okay.
They did.
So you're the oldest Malaysian?
So far.
Right. And Ralph, I'm surprised to find out, is also a Malaysian.
That's correct, yes. Right. I was born in Penang.
Right. So Ralph, this year you are representing Malaysia. Are you the only Malaysian who's taking part in the Saab this year?
As far as I know, I'm the only Malaysian. I heard rumors of a Malaysian that's living in Shanghai who might be joining, but I can't get confirmation from the organizers. So as far as I know, the only Malaysian who's crazy enough this year.
Okay. Well, I'm speaking to Ralph Dixon, trustee of the Malaysian AIDS Foundation, and Cikgu Adnan Uthman, who took part in last year's DESAB marathon. When we come back, we'll find out what Ralph is doing to prepare for this event and how we can support him. This is The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, I'm Shazmin Shamsuddin, and I'm speaking to Ralph Dixon and Cikgu Adnan Uthman, Cikgu Adnan has taken part in the Marathon de Saab last year, Ralph is taking part this year. It is a six-day marathon comprising 254 kilometers across the southern Moroccan desert. It's an annual event. It's the most challenging foot race on earth. And Ralph, what are you doing to prepare yourself for this?
Well, I think, you know, I can't run on sand all the time in Malaysia. It's going to be difficult to find the kind of environment where I can replicate what's going to happen in Morocco. But I have been focusing on my stamina. So every Sunday morning I run to Putra Jaya along the Mex Highway, which is extremely boring. But it prepares you mentally partly for a, you know, 3.5-4 hour run. Then during the week I, you know, get up at 5 and I do 25K about two or three times a week. Some friends join me, which is nice, but very often it's alone, and that also is challenging because your mind starts to wander and you have to keep focusing on exactly what you're doing. So it's actually I've lost 6 kg now in the last 3 months in my preparation, so Apparently, people say I'm looking slightly better, but I think my mother wouldn't be very happy.
Yeah, mothers like their boys exactly. A little bit on the chubby side, I think.
Yes.
Okay, so I mean, in terms of the physical endurance, have you tried to lug around your bed gear and your bottles of water and things like that?
Every time I run, I've never run for the last 3 months without a backpack, so I'm carrying up to 8 kg now. So if you see a crazy person on the highway.
Don't run him over.
With a backpack. That's me. And I've got about 8 kg on my back. And I'm doing the marathon in Putrajaya this Sunday, the night marathon, again with a heavy backpack. So, yeah, I've got a lot of scars and bruises on my back, but I'm slowly breaking myself in.
Okay. Now, you both are running to fundraise for the Malaysian AIDS Foundation. But what are your special reasons for this one as opposed to for other races that you've taken part? Let's ask Cik Guatnan first.
Well,
was it a personal challenge for
yes,
you?
But I've not just done foot races. I've, track mountains. I've cycled long distances. In fact, 2008, I cycled right up to Hanoi from KL, and I'm hoping to cycle again this November to the Asian Games in China again.
Amazing!
Yeah. Yes.
And it's just something that you do, I guess. This is because of your lifestyle.
Yes, it is my lifestyle. I basically do about 10 kilometers a day, every day.
Amazing. I'm just curious, Cik Guatnan, I mean, at 67 years old, does your partner mind that you're away all the time and,
well,
and training and things like that?
The truth is, I'm only into this physical fitness thing the last 22 years. Before that, I was... not even, I was leading a sedentary life.
Right.
But at that time, I was doing a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing, like smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit smoking 21 years ago.
Right.
And from then on, I never looked back into this fitness regime.
Amazing.
I've done a lot of mountain trekking all over the country, including the Himalayas.
And it shows. You look great for 67.
Thank you.
And Ralph, what about you? Any personal reasons for doing this besides just the fundraising and all the efforts that you do for the Malaysian AIDS Council?
I have been looking at the Marathon des Sables for a few years, but as I said, I only want to do it when I had a particular reason to do it. And I've been doing triathlon now for 15 years and the Kapas Marang swim, which is about 7 kilometers for the 12th time, if I can make it back from Morocco this year. So it was really to do something different, something that was extremely challenging rather than just something that I knew I could handle. 5 triathlons a year and 5 marathons a year, you settle into that and you're not extending yourself anymore.
Right. What do guys like you get out of these triathlons and these Ironman things? Is it an adrenaline? I can't even pronounce the word. See, adrenaline rush.
I think yeah.
You get the high.
You get the high, and then you can eat what you like. And Malaysian food is wonderful,
yeah.
So you stay slim and you can eat what you like and eat as much of it as you want. So that's part of the benefit. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you feel is special, particularly about this race compared to other races?
I suppose that it's supposed to be the toughest foot race, mm-hmm. In the year, and in a very harsh environment, up to 45 degrees sometimes if the weather is that, sandstorms if you're unlucky.
Yes.
Sorry to sound so morbid, but have there been any fatalities in the history of
this? Oh, yes, there have been a few. In fact, 2007, there was
I don't
one.
Mean to put you off, Ralph.
No, it's fine. I've seen all the pictures of the
right.
The bloody feet and the lost toenails and, two fatalities, I think, in the last 4 years.
Yes.
And
yes.
The Italian policeman got lost for 9 days in a sandstorm. So he survived by various means, drinking his own urine and, other ways he could sustain himself in the desert. So... yeah, it can be a bit tricky, but you just have to learn exactly what to do.
Right. Okay. Now, if you would like to support Ralph and, of course, the Malaysian AIDS Foundation, Ralph, please tell us how we can also support you and also make contributions.
If I could just say we've had some great donations from corporates. I'm going to name a few of them, but not all of them. We've got Shell, extremely generous, AirAsia X, L'Oreal, YTL, Munchies, Job Street, Bukit Kiara Properties, and the Ministry of Sports. And in fact, we went to see the minister last week, and he's given us his endorsement as well. So it's wonderful because we're going to approach our 300,000 target that we're aiming for that will sustain this program for over a year in the Baram Delta. If you do want to make donations, the best way probably is to go www.mac.org.my. That's the Malaysian AIDS Council website. Their telephone number is 40451033, 40451033. And all monetary donations are tax exempt as well. So, or just look for my name, Ralph Dixon, on Facebook or on Amado, and I'd be glad to post you through to the right link.
Wonderful stuff. Ralph, we wish you all the best.
Thank
for
you.
DeSaab. Our prayers are with you too, so you don't lose any toenails or other objects.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Cikgu Anan, for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That was Ralph Dixon, trustee of the Malaysian AIDS Foundation, and Cikgu Adnan Othman, who was last year's DeSaab participant. This is The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.